On patrol longboat key police reports, week of July 17, 2026, July 10th, parking, 1:35 p.m. Officer Miklos and Officer Tillman were dispatched to the 3100 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a disturbance. Dispatch advised that the caller reported a verbal argument between an unknown man or woman. The caller described the person as heavy-set, wearing a black shirt with pink shorts. Upon arrival, Officer Miklos parked his vehicle and was using the crosswalk to the beach access when he observed a white male quickly walking toward him, which he said he was the caller. The caller was highly irate and said that a dyke was blocking him from pulling into a parking spot. Officer Miklos advised that the man that doing so is not breaking any laws. The caller continued to say that the unknown person began to bang his or her hand on his driver's side window, leaving a palm print. However, no damage was done to the vehicle. The caller initially refused to provide his driver's license. Officer Tillman advised him to remain near his vehicle while he spoke to the other party involved. Officer Tillman made contact with two women located near the rear of the Toyota SUV. The woman matching the description told Officer Tillman that nothing happened, and she did not know why the police were called. Officer Tillman advised that he was dispatched to a verbal argument involving her and the man. The woman denied any involvement and walked toward the beach, ending the interaction. Due to no crime being articulated and the woman not being detained, Officer Tillman allowed her to leave the scene. The caller and the woman exchanged words as they crossed the parking lot. The caller became more irate because Officer Tillman allowed the woman to leave, and he began to raise his voice at officers and began to use profanity. Officer Tillman advised the man that he was beginning to cause a disturbance and requested he remain respectful. Officer Tillman advised the man that no crime had been committed, and she was free to leave and not speak to the police. Officer Tillman advised that a disturbance report would be generated as no crime occurred. The man demanded Officer Tillman respond to the beach and get her name and phone number in fear of retaliation. Officer Tillman advised the man that Longboat Key has several other public beach locations where he could relocate to. The man declined to relocate and took a picture of the vehicle's license plate. At this time, no crime had been committed, and the matter appeared not physical and verbal in nature over a parking spot. Case clear. Alarm, 6:55 p.m., Officer Maple was dispatched to Cutter Lane in reference to an alarm. Upon arrival at the residence, Officer Maple conducted a thorough canvass of the area around the home. Officer Maple found no signs of forced entry or criminal activity. The garage rear door burglar alarm had been triggered at the same time as a heavy weather event rolled through Longboat Key. Nothing outside the ordinary was observed, and all the windows and doors checked were secure. Case clear. July 11th, person, 11:30 a.m. Officer Miklos was dispatched to the 6600 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a suspicious person's call. A caller had observed a woman walking from the beach access to her vehicle, located in the Whitney Plaza. The caller advised that the woman was stumbling and had an odor of an alcoholic beverage. Upon arrival, Officer Miklos came into contact with the caller, who confirmed the vehicle. The caller advised she was available for phone call if required for further information. Officer Miklos made contact with the woman, who was found in the driver's seat of a Toyota Tacoma. The woman advised she just returned from the beach after several hours and could not locate her vehicle keys, which prevented the vehicle from starting. During the conversation, Officer Miklos was able to smell the odor of an alcoholic beverage emanating from her. She said she had two mixed cocktails on the beach over a three-hour time frame. The woman was able to locate the keys of the vehicle in her backpack and a bed of the truck. Officer Miklos observed two four-packs located in the rear of the vehicle. One of the packs was open and missing two cans. At that time, Officer Tillman arrived on scene to assist. The woman advised she did feel dehydrated but refused medical attention. The woman drank two full bottles of water while speaking to officers. The woman requested a lift from her phone to take her home. The Lyft driver arrived and took her home from the parking lot. She advised she will return for her vehicle. July 13th, vehicle, 12:12 a.m. Officer Maple, while on patrol, observed an illegally parked vehicle at Bay Isles Road. Officer Maple issued a warning and left the area. For 3 days, during their routine patrols, the same car was observed in the same parking spot. While checking for violations, the vehicle was found to be owned by a man, and he was contacted by phone and Officer Maple left a voicemail. The vehicle was tagged and 24-hour clock started. Person, 4:11 a.m. Officer Maple, while on patrol in the 4000 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive, observed a young man in just short, with red shaggy hair, walking on the westbound bicycle path heading southbound. Officer Maple initiated a stop and spoke with the young man. He said he had a verbal argument with his roommate and just needed to take a walk and get out of the argument. The man was instructed not to walk in the bike path, especially early in the morning, with minimal lighting in the area. No other suspicious activity was observed, and the man was allowed to walk back to his hotel room. Case clear. Incident, 4:08 p.m. Officer Pascuma was dispatched to the 5400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a report of spam phone calls. Upon arrival, Officer Pascuma met with the complainant, who stated that she received a call claiming to be an Amazon employee at 11:30 a.m. The Amazon employee stated that she needed to provide personal information regarding a computer that she purchased. However, she stated she didn't have any knowledge of a computer. Furthermore, she was transferred to an agent stating that she may be involved in illegal operations and needs to provide personal information. The complainant stated she did not provide any information nor lose funds and wished to make a report. Officer Pascuma educated the complainant on scam prevention and what to look for regarding scam calls and emails. Case clear. July 14th, driver's license 1:13 p.m. Sergeant Butler responded to the 400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a report of a suspended driver's license. Sergeant Butler located the vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. The driver was asked to provide his driver's license information, and it was discovered to not be a valid driver's license, as it had been suspended indefinitely effective June 1st for failure to pay a traffic fine associated with a ticket in Hillsborough County. The driver said he knew he should not be driving, and the license was suspended due to fines that were unpaid. The man said he was self-employed and was driving to work to receive payment. The man did not report any emergency or other immediate necessity requiring him to operate the vehicle. A review of available records also showed prior enforcement history involving the man for driving while his license was suspended or revoked. The driver was charged by non-custodial arrest with driving while license suspended, canceled, or revoked with knowledge. Case clear. July 15th. Citizen assist, 6:12 p.m. Officer Castro was dispatched to Sands Point Road in response to a report of a missing person. Security personnel contacted 911 after located a woman wandering around Building 2. Security reported that the individual appeared disoriented and that she might have dementia. They also said that the woman was on the phone with a man who was searching for her. Upon arrival, Officer Castro met with the security in front of Building 3 and was informed that the woman had been reunited with her husband, and it was confirmed that they were visiting from Kentucky and renting a unit. The woman said that she had gone to the resort bar earlier and had a few drinks. Afterwards, she left and experienced difficulty locating her apartment. The husband reported that he was attending a meeting with a realtor when his wife went to the bar. She called him for assistance after realizing she was lost, and he immediately returned to the resort. The husband confirmed that she does not have dementia or any other condition. The wife also confirmed. Case clear. July 16th, alarm, 7 p.m., SGT. Mathis was dispatched to the 2900 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for an alarm. Upon arrival, SGT. Mathis conducted a thorough canvas of the area around the home. Sergeant Mathis found no signs of criminal activity or forced entry. Sergeant Mathis examined all other visible entry points and the surrounding grounds to determine if any unauthorized access had occurred with negative results. The dispatcher log indicated the burglar alarm had been triggered by a living room motion alarm. Sergeant Mathis knocked on the door and was greeted by a German family. The man said they had rented the residence for a month and were unable to deactivate the alarm after setting it prior to dinner. Sergeant Mathis confirmed the information with the homeowner.